This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders have reacted to the sentencing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, sentence that puts him in prison for 2.5 years. In a statement, the British foreign minister called the ruling by a Russia court perverse, adding that it shows Russia's failing to meet the basic commitments expected of any reasoned and responsible member of the international community. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a statement said that we reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights. French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter, saying the conviction of Alexei Navalny is unacceptable. A political disagreement is never a crime. We call for his immediate release. The respect for human rights, such as democratic freedom, are not negotiable. The United States says last weekend's military roundup of civilian leaders in Myanmar was in fact a coup. Tuesday's declaration sets the stage for additional sanctions or other penalties aimed at the country's military and officers. The military power grab poses a challenge for the two-week-old Biden administration, which says it wants to support wobbly democracy movements globally, but also wants to avoid driving countries like Myanmar toward China. The State Department says any penalties it imposes for the coup will not touch direct humanitarian aid to the country's people. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is now urging the United States to rally international condemnation of the coup leaders. Again, the United States saying that the last weekend's military roundup of the civilian leaders in Myanmar was, in fact, a coup. This is VOA News. World Health Organization investigators on Wednesday visited a research center in the Chinese city of Wuhan that has been the subject of speculation about the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO team's visit to the Wuhan Institute of Virology is a highlight of their mission to gather data and search for clues as to where the virus originated and how it spread. Reporters followed the team to the high-security facility, but with past visits, there was no direct access to team members who have given scant details of their discussions and visits thus far. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday signed 3 executive orders dealing with asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, legal immigration, and reunifying families. The asylum focus order will mandate a review of the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP. That's a controversial program that puts 65,000 asylum seekers back to Mexico to wait for U.S. court hearings. The Biden administration has stopped adding people to the program, but it has not yet outlined how it will process the claims of those already enrolled. Biden's executive order on legal immigration calls for a review of a Trump-era rule that made it harder for poorer immigrants to obtain permanent residency in the United States. The review of the so-called public charge rule is expected to start the process to rescind it. Biden also created a task force to reunite migrant families who were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border by Trump's 2018 zero-tolerance border strategy. According to U.S. House Democrats, the former U.S. President Donald Trump endangered the lives of all members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters like a loaded cannon at the U.S. Capitol. These are some of their most detailed points for making the case as to why he should be convicted and permanently barred from office. Trump denied the allegation, though his lawyers, and called the trial unconstitutional. The dueling filings offered the first public glimpse of the arguments that would be presented to the U.S. Senate beginning next week on February 9th. Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon as an online bookstore and built it into a shopping and entertainment behemoth, will step down later this year as CEO, a role he's had nearly 30 years, to become executive chairman. 57-year-old Bezos will be replaced in the summer by Andy Jassy, who runs Amazon computing business. In a blog post to employees, Bezos said that he plans to focus on new products and early initiatives being developed at Amazon. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.